Today I want to do something a little different than I've done. I want to do a little mini full moon circle for the flower moon that is happening tomorrow early in the morning. So we're just going to go through a little ritual together. We're going to ground ourselves. I'm going to talk about some journaling prompts, but I will put them in the show notes so you can do them last. I'm going to do a tarot card pull with a couple of different questions for the universe for this full moon. And then I'm going to give a couple other suggestions of some things you can do to round out this circle on your own afterwards. So first is grounding and centering. So, and I'm doing this as I tell you this, but the first thing I like to do is to sage smudge. I actually use a spray because, as I'm sure y'all have heard, I live in an apartment and I don't want the fire department called because our smoke alarms are like super sensitive. So I spray my space with sage. You can also light incense if that's something you're into. Get some essential oils going, diffusing, light candles, whatever you like to do best to kind of center yourself and ground yourself. And so now I just like to take a minute just to do some deep breathing. So go ahead and find a comfortable seat. Get your spine long. Move your shoulders down from your neck. We don't want any scrunching or any tension. Go ahead and just start to breathe. We're going to take three big breaths together. So you're going to go ahead and inhale. Hold at the top. And exhale out the mouth. Two more. Inhale. Hold at the top. And exhale. Last one. Biggest inhale you've taken all day. Hold at the top. Allow anything that's no longer serving you to bubble up to the surface, to be released. And big exhale. Okay. And I'm going to go ahead and go into the journal prompts. If we were doing this in an actual like Zoom circle, we would sit and take time to work through the prompts, but you can jot these down and answer these later. So the first prompt I have is, what has happened over this last moon cycle? So from now back into our last full moon. Just kind of think about, you know, it doesn't have to be good or bad or one or the other. Just anything that's gone on, anything significant, how you've been feeling, anything that's coming up. Just let yourself express whatever comes out. Don't judge what comes out. Just go for it. See what comes up. And the second prompt I have is, where can I release negativity or make more space in my body? So, as you may know, anytime you store any kind of negativity or you have a negative emotion and you shove it down and you bottle it up, it stores itself somewhere in your body. And eventually that will cause dis-ease or disease. You might make that connection there. A lot of people will store discomfort and negativity in their shoulders. They may be really crunched up all the time. They might store it in their hips or in the neck. the net gets bogged down really easily, especially when you've got a lot of negativity and any kind of negative emotions stored in there. So just be the neutral observer here. Just see where you could release it or where can you create more space. If you have had any like physical discomfort in your body, how can you make a little more space for that? And again, don't judge yourself here. Just kind of let it flow how it flows. Let come out whatever's going to come out. And then the last one is, what do I want to call into my life during this cycle? So this next, from this full moon to the next full moon, what is it that you are wanting to call in? Is it an emotion? Is it something physical that you can go by? Is it a goal you're wanting to complete? Is it something? It could be anything. Just what is it that you want to call into your life? And again, I'll post these prompts in the show notes so you can go back and look at them if you don't have time to write them down or if you want to take a little more time to reflect. And so now we are going to move on to our card reading section. One of my favorite things to do. And I'm doing something a little different this time. I recently bought my first tarot deck, which is very different from oracle cards, which is what I'm comfortable with and what I normally use. So this is new for me as well. So I used my tarot deck to pull right before I recorded this episode, just so it's a little less chaotic, and so it's going to flow a little bit better. And the first card I pulled, the question I asked was about releasing. And I asked, what do I, or we as a collective, need to let go of during this full moon? And the card that I pulled was the Justice card. So what that tells me is to let go of the structure and the commitments. If you are a big planner and you're very, very regimented, like I'm going to do, you know, and you just have it very, you know, written out very clearly and just very perfectionist-y, very type A, you're being called to kind of pull back on that. Try to be a little more flowy. See where you can let a little more flow into your life. And that might not be the easiest thing, especially if you are very, very type A, which I am. I am trying to break myself of that. It's an everyday battle a lot of the times. But just letting go of, if you can let go of certain commitments or certain structure, that is what you're being called to do with this. Again, let things start to flow, trust the universe, and again, just let loose a little bit. And also let karma do its job. I don't know who that needs to, or who that resonates with, but that came through. So I feel like someone needs to hear that. The next card was about transformation. And the question was how to reach our full potential this full moon. And the card that I pulled was the Eight of Swords. And so what that tells me is that we need to be open to change, whatever that might mean to you, whether it's a small change or a large change, just be open and receptive. Allow your awakening to happen. And that one's a little tricky. If you're, for example, if you are kind of on the verge of like a spiritual awakening, or you're kind of starting to question some things and you're dipping your toes in and out of that realm, let yourself explore that a little bit more. Let it happen. Another big thing with that is allow yourself to grow. Empower yourself, trust your own potential, and trust your ideas. You are a lot more capable than you think, and then you realize, but you are very capable, and your ideas need to be heard. Somebody needs to hear your message. So don't be afraid to share whatever's on your mind. Don't be afraid to put yourself out there, because somebody needs to hear what you have to say. And then the third card is what is coming to light right now. So what is being illuminated during this full moon? And the card that I chose was the Two of Wands. And so your ego might be getting in the way here. Whether that could apply to anything, any situation. You're being called to step out of your comfort zone. Let your intuition guide you. So when you start something new or you have a new idea, a lot of times the ego will step in and be like, what if this? What if that? And so that's coming to light right now. The ego is possibly, if this resonates, the ego is kind of telling you to question, well, you know, I want to try this, but what if somebody judges me? Or what if it doesn't work? What we need to do is throw out that mindset. Trust in yourself, trust in your abilities, trust in your intuition, and then push yourself out of your comfort zone. No growth will come from staying in your comfort zone. And it can be uncomfortable and it can be scary, but it is so needed. And you are so supported by the universe and held by the universe. So just go for it. That is what's coming to light. You just need to, whatever it is that you are after, whatever goal you want to complete, whatever project you want to start, go for it. You got this. And then the last one was messages from the universe. And the card that I chose was the Three of Cups. So this is a time to find connection and community. Find your tribe, find your group, spend time with friends, get out of the house, celebrate all of the little things. And when it comes to like finding your tribe and connecting with your tribe, I actually was interviewed on a podcast this morning with a friend of mine, and we were talking about it, and it can be hard at first, especially if you're, you know, starting to align with your highest self and you don't really know a lot of people that are maybe living like that and on that same path as you are moving towards. So just finding, even if it's like on Instagram, like a bigger account, like I like to use the example of the Balanced Blonde. If she is who you resonate with, follow her, you know, interact with her. You never know, she might answer. And eventually you'll start to find like-minded people, and the transition can be a little bumpy and it can be a little ugly, but you'll find your way and you will find your tribe. I mean, when I first started really getting into spirituality and everything, like I felt super isolated and super alone, but I feel like I've started to find my people, and you'll find your people too. So definitely lean into community if you have one. If you don't, lean into your intuition and you will find your people. You'll find your community. Celebrate yourself. Celebrate everything this cycle. That is a big message with the Three of Cups, is to celebrate the little things. And that was it for our card reading. I hope you guys enjoyed that. I mean, I know I talk about this all the time, but I love doing card pulls and card readings. They are one of my favorite things to do. Some other suggestions I have for you this full moon cycle is to set your crystals either outside or in the window sill to charge under the moonlight tonight. I also suggest an energy clearing bath, and that can be like an Epsom salt or a sea salt, some essential oils. You can set your crystals, you know, on the side of your bathtub. You can light a candle. Typically, white candles are the one of choice because it symbolizes purity, and just soak in that energy, relax, just take a hot bath.
And another thing that's important to remember is to stay hydrated and drink a lot of water. And that wraps up our little mini moon circle. I hope you guys enjoyed this. I definitely did. I actually would love to do this kind of like live on a Zoom call or something one day. So if you're interested and you're into that, definitely let me know. Because if there's enough interest in it, then I will host one. But again, I will put the journal prompts in the show notes. And then I will also post pictures of the cards on my Instagram, and it will come out the same day as this podcast. So you can go back and look at them if you want to like see the actual cards. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day and night, and happy full moon, everyone. And I will talk to you guys next week.